Hypnosis by me, Kathy O'Brien. Mark opposed the use of hypnosis as adamantly as he opposed mind control, since it is a component of MKUltra's scientific formula that undermines free thought. When asked if hypnosis was used on me in my healing process, Mark wisely responded, "That would be like drowning a fish. She was already tranced and needed to be dehypnotized." Dissociation from trauma, caused by childhood abuse, or even by today's overwhelming repetitive bombardment of negativity, results in heightened suggestibility. The conscious mind freezes in fright, while the subconscious is wide open to being easily led and manipulated by outside input. This is why hypnosis is counterproductive to breaking the dissociative trance and healing from trauma. It is more outside input. Look within. For generations, we have been conditioned to look outside ourselves for answers when our answers are already within us. And it is within us to heal ourselves. It is time we trust ourselves enough to look within to understand, access, and apply our innate gift of healing. Mark reminded me of my own capabilities so I could heal from within, which is exactly what I did. When we heal from within, as nature intends, triggers are diffused, and conscious awareness ignites our strength of spirit. We evolve with a knowledge that is our defense against mind control, whereby we automatically recognize and reject hypnotic, subliminal intrusion. When previous abusers would attempt to hypnotically trigger me, I would laugh at them instead of trance. Many government secrets and personal reputations were staked on their belief that I could not heal to remember, and it was fun to watch their paradigm shift as they realized their secrets were no longer secure. Birthright information on mind-brain function had been suppressed from mental health, education, and society for over 3 generations until even our genetic memory was altered by lack of knowledge. If this information had been available, perhaps my CIA DARPA abusers would have known their secrets were not safe in my dissociative mind, since healing from trauma is indeed possible. Yet, this information was buried under national security in the wake of Project Paperclip, when mind control information was imported into the U.S. along with Nazi and fascist scientists. These perpetrators of crimes against humanity were operating on the philosophy that secret knowledge equals power. When Intel insider Mark Phillips discovered humanity's birthright information on mind-brain function buried under national security, he applied his own philosophy that wisdom outthinks a criminal mind every time. Mark lifted me from my torturous MKUltra mind control existence and handed me keys to my own mind, wisely reminding me of my birthright capability to heal from within. Now I freely share these natural and easy to self-apply methods Mark reminded me to access within myself in PTSD, Time to Heal. Heal from within. Today, I become concerned when survivors speak out before they've healed themselves sufficiently from within to diffuse their triggers. Many who rely on outside input for healing are often led astray or triggered back into their victimizations. Hypnosis is such a powerful component of mind control that my MKUltra owner, U.S. Senator Robert C. Byrd, assigned a stage hypnotist ventriloquist, Alex Houston, to be my primary handler. Stage hypnotists masquerading as entertainers are dangerous to our brain's sovereign design. Alex Houston in addition to hypnotizing individuals, used NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, on his audiences to subliminally promote pedophilia under the guise of ventriloquism comedy. Hypnotism is no laughing matter. Yet, people cackle with laughter when audience members suddenly believe they are a chicken and act accordingly. Hypnosis can usurp identity. Think on that a moment. Consider, too, that hypnotic influence is contingent upon the integrity, knowledge base, and belief systems of the hypnotist. Why would you trust someone to manipulate your sacred subconscious mind when one wrong, leading question overrides your own truth? Our subconscious mind literally takes information in with no ability to reason, question, critically analyze, or discern. Our subconscious needs our conscious mind filter, which is exactly what hypnotists bypass. In 1993, Mark and I spoke before mental health professionals who earned educational credits listening to us speak. I was among the first to heal from torturous MKUltra mind control, and therapists wanted to know how to effectively help survivors of ritual abuse and mind control heal like I did. Many using hypnosis had become alarmed at adverse reverberating results of their well-intentioned application and wanted to know what went wrong. Much of this interaction with therapists is documented and access denied for reasons of national security. Awareness from within. Since addictions often accompany dissociation from trauma, Mark and I were often asked about the effectiveness of hypnosis to break habits such as overeating and smoking cigarettes. Page 259 of Access Denied, Mark says, "Any habit control through hypnosis is like trusting drug companies to cure you," Mark asserted. "Habits have causation. If a person stops smoking through hypnosis, the cause is not being addressed and will manifest itself through another habit or new emotional problems cropping up. It is within us to identify those subconscious causations and consciously deal with them. Oftentimes, dissociatives subconsciously overeat to bury their own truth or may be unaware of what they ate earlier. In the course of breaking trance and healing from dissociation by writing out memory, it is important to eat consciously. Being aware of what we eat makes it more enjoyable and allows us to know when we have had enough. Hypnosis is the opposite of being consciously aware." My experience in MKUltra mind control has armed me with knowledge that is my ever-present defense against mind control of any form, from subliminal manipulation to hypnotic language. I stay consciously present in order to live my life's purpose true to soul in light of love. I am mindful of my choices, thoughts, and actions, and naturally reject intrusive manipulation. It is a constant celebration of freedom to be in control of my own mind and life. You too can celebrate self-control. Simply stop looking outside yourself for answers that are within you. Arm yourself with defense against hypnotic intrusion just as I have, and freely live the life you are intended to lead. PTSD Time to Heal reminds you how to reclaim your birthright to freedom for yourself, free of outside input. In a word, just say no to hypnosis.